some corn and a few hay meadows, some hay. That's about the, there was no corn. Corn's got to have a lot of rain to make good corn. Lots of times rain would quit and the corn would burn up and all, but peanuts and cotton will go right ahead and stand lots of dry weather. The corn won't. It'll dry up.
When people talk about chopping cotton, what do they mean?
Chopping cotton? Cotton. Chop cotton.
What do you do when you chop cotton?
Take a hole and go in there and chop out. Of course, the planter, it's solid. The cotton is solid in the row. And then they cut it out maybe to a stalk over 12 or 15 inches like that. And it'd grow up sometime, make stalk. Boy, this high and all. But where it's all closed up there together, it never would mount anything. It's got to have room to spread out and make its crop. They'd cut it out and it would throw into the land. If it's a good strong land, they'd cut it out wider. And if it was just ordinary land and all kind of poor, they'd leave the stalk closer together because they couldn't, it couldn't spread out. The land wasn't strong enough to make it spread out. No, but good strong land, stalk could get away up there, you know, and spread out quite a bit.
Did you have to hoe that grass out of the cotton field?
Yeah. Grass and weed, get in there and have to take a hole, pour it out of the road.
What kind of weeds do you have trouble with around here?
What kind of weeds? Well, there was crabgrass and Johnson grass and the weeds, I forget now just what they did call them. But they'd get away up here if you didn't do it, no. Ground your cotton out. You had to keep your cotton clean and all. And where farmers didn't and all, well, they didn't make much cotton or anything. Peanuts, you had to go in there lots of times and pull it out of the road. They were close together. If you hold it out, well, you'd cut the peanut off. You go in there and pull them weeds and bunches of grass out of the road. Peanuts about one of the best crops there is now.
That's a big crop where I'm from.
Yeah. They make, I believe it used to be, when I was on the farm and all, we got 35 cents a bushel for peanuts. And we'd dig them in the fall and we'd get little posts and all, about 6-7 foot high. And then we had to plow them up and make a round around the bottom of that post and then stack our peanuts in around that post till spring, till a peanut thresher would come and thresh it. And lots of times the birds and all would ruin a lot of peanuts, tear the shocks down. Anything will eat a peanut. I've never seen anything turn them down. Crows, rabbit, rat, bird, and hawk will go sit on one of them there racks that we had out in the field there and just eat them, you know, dig them down and run a lot of it. And we only got 35 cents a bushel, and lots of time, little old thresher maybe come to your house with